10th Perek of Erezin Mishneh. In the previous mission we discussed about the person of Shusha Yosef is allowed to move things around the Shusha Rabbim, but he's not allowed to throw something into the Shusha Rabbim that's carrying. So based on this, the mission says the Yavad Adam Shusha Yosef and Yashin the Shusha Rabbim shouldn't stand the Shusha Yosef and urinate into the Shusha Rabbim, because that's considered that he was throwing something from his body into the Shusha Rabbim, which is carrying. From Shusha Rabbim Yashin the Shusha Yosef. The Gemara has a suffix if you urinate in the fashion that he's urinating, the majority of his body is still in the Rishus Yachid, but the part that he's urinating from is already is outside of the Rishus Yachid. All we go is over there, that he should not do that because maybe he can stand full in the Rishus Yachid. Or he takes it. No, since the place that he's urinating from is in the Rishus Yachid, it's not a problem. The mice remain as a suffix, and therefore we are machni. See, Rega says that he's going into a carmelist, an area which is not a Rishus Yachid, just a Rishus Yachid, maybe we can be Megal. Chem Le'yav, the same idea, one should not spit from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Mishenitlash Ruka B'Fivah Yehalach HaMamas Ashi Yoruch. The person has saliva that is in his mouth and he feels like it has been detached. It's not, he feels the saliva as a separate entity in his mouth. He's not allowed to walk for Amos. We do not pass it that way. We feel that as long as the saliva in his mouth is considered part of his body, it's not considered carrying anything. But for sure, if you're eating a candy, you're not allowed to go out to a Shusha Rabbim. You're not allowed to carry Shusha Rabbim candy in your mouth, so that's considered carrying.